This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio waves here and take control of the airwaves with you in the studio tonight. It's me, Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
We've got Skype if you want to join us there. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to do that. Coming up, a bunch of people apparently have floated accidentally, like 1,500 of them, into Canada, and Canada isn't really sure what to do about it. Daryl, you've got that story. Also, we can talk about the best place to raise a family. Melanie, you are going to tell us about that a little bit later. And, of course, we'll take your calls about anything that's on your mind. But first, from CBS in Dallas-Fort Worth, a Carrollton mother is stunned after receiving a warrant arrest notice in the mail because of her tamales. Yes, Denise Cruz recently found a yellow postcard from the city of Carrollton stating she needed to call the court or she could find herself in handcuffs. She says, that has to be wrong. I don't have any tickets under my name. That's just my first reaction. Never would I have thought tamales, she said. Continuing, she says, to know that somebody can be arrested over that, that to me is unbelievable. Well, she must have been under the common delusion that this is a free country.
Well, that's what people are told.
Yep, yep, that, you know, you should be free to live your life how you want, sell the tamales you want to sell. Well, no, turns out that a few months back, Cruz decided to whip up some masa, steam up some corn husks, and post on Nextdoor that she was selling tamales. Now, I don't know what Nextdoor is. That's some sort of website where you can kind of post some of your services that are available in the neighborhood, like,
I don't know. I've never heard of Nextdoor. I've heard of, obviously, Craigslist. Backpage,
yeah.
Backpage, probably best known for
sexy
some
ads.
Of the services that Craigslist no longer allows.
Nextdoor is the free private social network for your neighborhood. So it sounds like she's on this social network and she advertised that she was making some tamales. She says it's just so common. That's why, to me, I don't understand why it's such a big deal. But it was a big deal, says the city, and it carries a $700 fine with the offense. And when it hit me, she says, I was like, that's a lot of money. When she called the city, a clerk told her someone had reported her for not having a food permit to sell the tamales.
I want to know if the $700 fine is more or less than all the licensing fees that you would have to pay.
Well, that's a good question. I bet you it's more.
I'm also curious if that's $700 per day or $700 just one time. Because here in Keene...
Yeah.
Where we live, they wind up saying it's, what is it, $500
per day
that you're in violation operating without a license.
That's common around the country is the daily assessments.
Wait, if it's five or seven a day, I mean, because you can't consider, like, just the licensing fees. They have all kinds of regulations, like, you have to have, you know, a triple sink for some kind of reason.
Oh,
you have to have... Special
a
equipment,
vent hood
have,
or vent cover.
Even if, like,
exhaust.
That's not even appropriate to the food you're selling. So
right.
It might be close.
The toll-free number here, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. She says, I didn't understand, because if anything, I would have rather them come to me first if they had any concerns. She called the city, and a clerk told her someone had reported her. Carrollton Environmental Services says it takes foodborne illnesses very seriously. The director said a fine was issued and not a warning because tamales are considered a potentially hazardous food due to the cooked corn and the meat being used. What if somebody got sick from them? What if somebody could have died from them? And I completely understand those concerns, said Cruz. But she feels the city's actions are a little extreme. Cruz said, I've seen so many people doing it, and unfortunately, it's just me who's having to deal with it. I'd just rather stay away from that at the moment, making tamales. Cruz said the fine would be $617, but because she wants to fight it in court, she's got to pay more. It costs $700 if you want to actually take it to court. Now, that is just a terrible scam where you get fined with some sort of paperwork, and then in order to actually challenge the fine, you have to pay in addition to the fine.
Yeah, that's definitely extortion.
So a friend apparently did set up a GoFundMe campaign, and hopefully with all of the media coverage that she's been getting, yes, she has gotten beyond the goal of $700. She's blown past it in just 12 days on GoFundMe, and she's brought in $4,570. So, I mean, that's good that she can pay off the fine, but unfortunately it still didn't solve the problem. I mean, it's always nice to see the outpouring of support that people will receive when the government comes at somebody with some ridiculous nonsense. Like, we were just talking the other night on Free Talk Live on the week, one of the weekend shows, I think it was last night, about the Viking ship that has sailed over here from Norway and is now in the Great Lakes. It went to Canadian ports, and then the government got wind that they wanted to go into American ports. And they told the people who made the ship, which is basically a volunteer crew of people who just love Vikings and, you know, want to sail a Viking ship around like the olden days, they told them...
It does sound fun.
Yeah, sure. Well, they told him that you've got to raise $400,000 to pay a professional pilot to go into the ports in American cities. So, $400,000. And people are trying to help them raise that money, but it's like...
That's a lot of money.
Right. It's a lot of money to go see an old Viking ship. And, you know, they have raised enough to go to some ports in the United States. But
so is that $400,000 per port?
No. No, that's the total.
Or just say $400,000, and then you can go to any port in the United States that you want.
No, it's. I think it's. There's a certain amount per port, and they have a certain number of places where they wanted to go.
So it's not just here's the number, and once you give us $400,000, we'll decide if and when you can come aboard.
So it's frequent that there's this big outpouring of support for folks who are being attacked by the government like this. And I'm glad to see that people who are neighbors and others, they care. They care about Denise here, this lady who is just trying to sell some tamales to her neighbors. But it's just all you're doing is you're basically enriching the government here. You're paying off the gang. You're encouraging them to do more of it. Although, to her credit, she is planning to go to court with this. Now, so at least the money will help her there.
Does this article state whether or not that, I'm going to court fee has to be paid before she's allowed to go to court? Because I know some states do that.
I suspect that's the case, but it does not say for sure.
I've heard that California does that, to where if you want to challenge, say you get a parking ticket or speeding ticket, and you say, I want to go to court, they say, okay, here's the court fee, you have to pay that before we allow you to have the hearing.
Some
so it's
courts,
not something that gets added on as a court expense tacked on to the fine.
Now, Melanie actually went to law school, so maybe you've got some experience at this, but there are actually some courts, as my understanding is, they'll make you pay the full fine in advance. So then they'll tell you, oh, well, if you win, then you can get the money back. But before we can schedule your hearing, you're going to need to pay the full amount.
Yeah, I think California does that from what I've heard.
There's places that do that.
How many of them, though? Is it all over the place? Is it a statewide thing, or is it a locality thing?
I don't know. I don't have stats on who does and doesn't do it.
It's outrageous.
A state could do it. Assuming you don't have home rule, then a county could do it.
And, of course, for a poor person, this is impossible. I mean, a lot of poor people, I mean, I see it in court all the time. They get hit with a fine, and then they can't afford to pay it all at once, so they have to get on a payment plan. Well, guess what? You're not going to be able to do that in advance. You're not going to be able to say, oh, yeah, I want to challenge this $700 ticket, but I only have $100. It's going to take me 6 months to get $700 scraped together. So you can put it off that long, right, court? I'll just go ahead and, put me on the payment plan, and then I'll pay $100 in per month so I can finally get my right to a trial. Which you have to pay for now in some jurisdictions.
Yeah. And then the whole thing of, getting put on payment plans, there are some places, and I think Louisiana might be one of them, I know Alabama is, to where it's not the county or the city that actually handles the payments. They contract that out to a third party, and the third party charges exorbitant interest rates, so your $35 a week or $35 a month payment, half of that is going to interest to this third party. So you wind up paying stuff, and then you miss a payment, and you go to jail for missing a payment, even though you've paid off everything.
Does anybody actually listening tonight think this lady should be gone after for selling tamales without a permit? I mean, come on. Can't people just take a risk and have their neighbors cooking and pay for it if they want to? Free talk.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. I'll be on the ballot for president in all 50 states. If a Democrat is elected president, if a Republican is elected president, in 4 years, we will still be at war. America will be 4 years deeper in debt. We will have four more years of rising taxes, bigger government, crony capitalism instead of free markets, and less freedom. How do we know this? Because that's what both parties keep delivering. If you're an optimist, you know that one day America will have its act together. One day we won't be at war. One day taxes will be fair. One day our social and economic challenges will be conquered. Not by force, but by cooperation and mutual respect. To the independent majority of Americans who feel as I do, I say, why wait one more day?
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? ProtoVite can. ProtoVite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, ProtoVite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at VNIINC.com/ProHealth. That's VNIINC.com/ProHealth.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And I did find some not-so-nice comments on the GoFundMe page about the lady who's trying to raise some money to fight in court the ticket against her for making tamales without a permit in, I believe it was Dallas-Fort Worth. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. We're going to go to your calls and thoughts coming up here. Also, I want you to think about the position of your head and neck tonight when you go to bed. And think also whether or not you have a MyPillow underneath you. Because in a lot of cases, chronic headaches, neck, and even back pain can be solved with the right pillow. Your spine should be straight and parallel to the floor. And MyPillow will fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. I've got one, and I've been using it for a few months now. It's the best pillow I've used. You should try it for yourself. If you, for whatever reason, don't agree, no big deal. There's a 60-day money-back guarantee at MyPillow.com. Plus, when was the last time your current pillow was washed? I bet you can't wash your current pillow in any way, shape, or form. But the MyPillow is actually designed for that. You can put it in your washer and your dryer. And there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. So, again, you really don't have anything to lose here except some sleep. So go to MyPillow.com. Get your pillow for half off by using code FTL, like Free Talk Live, FTL, at MyPillow.com. Or get two for the price of one. Let's go to your calls and your thoughts. We got Brian in Delaware to start things out here tonight. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melanie, and Daryl.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Brian, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I don't know if anybody's heard anything about this Mandela effect that's supposedly going on.
A Mandela effect?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's supposedly where things are changing now, like the timeline is changing. Things people remember from the past are now, like, things are changing. Like, for instance,
You mean like the Berenstain Bears?
Right, that's part of it, and it got the name because apparently a lot of people mass hallucinated that Nelson Mandela died in the 1980s, when in fact he died just a couple of years ago, and the claim is that, you know, because people misremember things, that somehow that's proof that we live in an alternate universe.
All right. Well, you know, I used to blow it off myself. I thought it was funny, and I used to laugh.
Until
I distinctly remember posting a few years back. I don't know if you remember the Zapruder film.
Yes.
It showed the driver reaching back, pointing over the seat, and shooting Kennedy, and his head went back and to the right. Jackie tried to get out of the back of the car, and the agent stopped her, and they pulled off. Now,
you're claiming that, hold on, let me just make sure I heard you right. You're claiming that your recollection of the Zapruder film showed the driver of the car that then President Kennedy was in assassinating Kennedy.
It appeared that way, as grainy and rough as the film was, yes. It appeared that way.
I've seen but that now, film, and yes, that's what happened.
But now,
this is completely new to me. I mean,
it's impossible for that to happen, because now... Back then, there were four people in the car, two agents up front, and JFK and Jackie in the back. Now, there's six people in the car. The governor and his wife are in front of, it's a six-seater car, and there's a, there is a glass there, and it's impossible for the driver to have rushed back and done that.
Well, how do you know how many people were in the car other than from the film, though?
In the car now.
Well, the Texas governor had always been in the car, based on whatever story anybody had ever said, because he also got shot.
I don't remember him being in the car. How could the driver have wrenched back and done that?
Well, I mean, it was a big car compared to cars today with no roof. I mean, it's really easy to turn around and shoot somebody in the head.
But wait a minute. Okay, look, I got to admit, I'm not a JFK assassination conspiracy theory guy. I mean, we've had people call the show over the years.
Well, the CIA cops ran up.
I can't believe it either. I mean, I know.
Hold on. I'm still trying to process this. So when I was growing up, I heard that there was, you know, Lee Harvey Oswald in the book depository,
yes,
shooting JFK. Hold on. Let me just recap here.
Right, I'm sorry.
You're talking about what you remembered. Now I'm going to tell you what I remembered. Okay.
Okay.
I know I wasn't alive when this happened, so I grew up in the 80s. Anyway, being told that Lee Harvey Oswald shooting from the book depository, there supposedly maybe was somebody on the grassy knoll. There's still controversy about that. Lee Harvey Oswald, of course, some people claim he didn't do it. He was a setup. He was a patsy, blah, blah, blah. But I don't recall anybody ever saying that the driver of the car Kennedy was in blasted Kennedy's brains out by reaching back and shooting him to death.
I heard somebody make that claim about 2 years ago.
Well, right, I mean, yeah, you don't necessarily have to. I saw the, well, I saw the video. I mean, obviously I wasn't alive, but just cause you're going to get better information the further away, ironically, you get from the actual event. I saw the video. Now, whether or not anyone else shot him, I don't know. But the driver of the car turned around, shot him in the head, and then the first lady climbed out of the back of the car, and then one of, who I'm assuming is some kind of agent, pushed her back in the car. Also, why else would she try to crawl out of the car? If the gunfire is coming from somewhere else, why are you climbing out of the back of the car? If the gunfire is coming from anywhere else, than in the car, it's safer to get on the floor or something.
Yep, you would get down, yep.
I just watched the video again.
Okay.
It's 30 seconds long.
Shooting him.
I do not see the driver even turn around.
You're saying
her shooting him.
You're saying the video shows Jackie shooting JFK now?
Yes.
Okay, no, that's not what I saw.
I know, neither did I, but now
that's not what I see at all. I see John raise his hands, she reaches over and grabs his arm.
Her head, her hand behind his head, and you see the blood and the smoke come right out of his head now.
No, her hands are down holding his left arm by his waist. She does not shoot him based on the video that I am seeing online.
Go watch it. He's holding his throat.
He's watching it right now. He's got it pulled up right now.
I'm watching the video as we speak. I do not see Jackie shoot anybody. Well, I don't even see Jackie holding a weapon.
This is the craziest thing. I mean, I'm blown away that the suggestion is that the driver has killed John F. Kennedy. I've never once heard that conspiracy theory the entire time. We've done this show for a decade, and people have called about Kennedy before.
Yeah,
the video was recently released.
I heard this a couple years ago.
Hold on, the Bruder film was recent?
Yeah, yep.
No, it's somebody that basically they did an edit to the Zapruder film to make it look like the driver shot him. And this whole thing of Jackie shooting him, somebody edited the thing to put a gun in Jackie's hand.
All right. Thanks, Brian, for your call tonight.
Video editing is not the hardest thing to do, and it happens a lot.
Well, right. I mean, that is definitely a good point, is that, okay, maybe these things are being manipulated after the fact, because I've never once heard this allegation that the driver was Kennedy's killer. And you're saying the video of the driver shooting Kennedy just came out, or the Zapruder film just came out? Because that thing's been available for decades, hasn't it?
Oh, what
the
I
Zapruder
saw said that it was a new
available
film.
Since
I don't know.
I'm sorry, y'all talked over top one of those.
Zapruder film has been available since the 60s.
Right.
What I saw about a year ago said that it was newly released.
You've probably seen some. I don't know what you saw, but I highly doubt it was the Zapruder film. But this maybe is why people are thinking the past has changed, which is what the
material. Hold that thought.
It's Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. And yes, you can call in with any claim you want. Now, I don't know if we're going to believe you or not. We did try to find the footage that, Melanie, you had said that you'd seen. And, I mean, Googling and looking, we couldn't find whatever it was that you'd seen. You said it was a black and white
footage. Right, and at this point, since that footage has been out for decades, whatever I saw was claiming to be new. So that, in and of itself, tells me that it's not real.
So the toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. The caller that was on the line was talking about the Mandela effect, which is where people have sort of a mass delusion about what has happened in the past as opposed to what is purported to have happened in the past, meaning that a good example is the Berenstain Bears. Now, this one, I fell into this one where apparently Berenstain Bears is actually the Berenstain Bears, S-T-A-I-N, instead of S-T-E-I-N.
Right.
I remembered it being S-T-E-I-N, but apparently it wasn't. At least that's what the Berenstain Bears creators are saying about it. So I think it was just a mass mispronunciation, and
right,
that resulted in a mass misremembering of how it was spelled.
And that happens with movies all the time, to where people misremember movie lines. And people misremember song lyrics.
Right.
But, I mean, human memory is not, it's probably one of the least reliable things we have. Also, I mean, when you're dealing with, like, government records, it's more likely that the government changed the records than it is, obviously, that we're alternating between universes. whether it's more likely that the government altered the records versus human memory, both of those things are highly unreliable. I mean, coin toss.
Right. Witnesses are highly unreliable.
But when everybody misremembers the famous Star Wars line, it's not because...
Which line?
Luke, I am your father. That is
not what
he says.
Yeah, I watched
He says, no, I am your father.
I watched that the first time a couple, probably like a week ago, and I was really surprised that that wasn't the line.
Right, but everybody misremembers, and people just mark that up to, oh, I misremembered, not, ah, there's an alternate universe and George Lucas changed the movie on us.
Well, George Lucas did change the movie back in the 1990s. They did the edited
the re-release
version
for Han shot first, or
yeah, all that
Greedo
stuff.
Or something, and I don't know.
And they added in a bunch of these little
dinosaurs.
All
I remember is Billy Dee Williams pimped Colt 45 back in the day.
Old school. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to Mike. He's listening in West Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
How you doing, gentlemen?
Hey, and there's a lady here, but go ahead.
Oh, and hey, Melanie.
Hey.
I apologize. Is Mark on tonight, or is that Ian I hear?
He is not here. Mark will not be back until Wednesday night.
I wanted to discuss something that was brought up on the Saturday show.
Okay, what was that?
The guy that hung the American flag upside down with the Chinese flag on top.
Right, and then was subsequently arrested for that because in Iowa, apparently, it's illegal to do anything besides, you know, whatever the proper flag etiquette for flags is. You can't even satirize a flag in Iowa, or you go to jail for 30 days on a misdemeanor charge.
Even though it's illegal for that to be illegal.
Correct.
That's true.
And based on the flag code, technically, is it U.S. Air or United Air should have their logo thrown out and disgraced because it's something that replicas something that kind of looks like a flag. Like, there's some stripes and a star, so therefore, replica of the flag and illegal.
You can't even satirize any kind of icon of the United States, any symbol of the United States, not even just the flag, but, you know, an eagle or something like that, or the NSA logo.
Sounds like a demo needs to go to Iowa dressed up like Uncle Sam again.
Oh, that would be so funny. Well, so, Mike, what about it?
Well, there was a caller that called in and agreed that, you know, you should have the right to do what you want with the flag. But he also added under one condition, that if you are not a citizen of this country, then you shouldn't be able to say anything about that. And I don't remember if it was Mark or Ian, but one of those guys agreed with him. And I wanted to bring something to your attention tonight.
It wasn't me. I did not agree with that. Go ahead, though.
Well, yeah, I'm not sure which one it was. I don't remember exactly.
I think Mark said he could understand it. I don't know if he agreed with it, but that would have been the closest that I can recall. I think. Anyway, go ahead with what you're going to say.
Fair enough. I just wanted to bring something to your attention that you may have not been aware of, and that is, did you guys know that you can serve in the U.S. military without being a citizen? If you're here legally and you're a resident alien, you can serve in the armed forces?
Yes, and then you can.
There are, I think, 8,000 or so aliens in the military.
Not only can you serve without being a citizen, you can serve, fight in a war that they drafted. I think this guy signed up, fight in a war, become a permanent citizen, catch a weed charge 40 years later, maybe because, you know, you have trouble dealing with the fact that you killed tons of people and you thought you were right and maybe you found out different, and then get deported for that.
Wow. Okay.
I don't remember the name of that case, but yeah.
And the whole thing of allowing people that aren't citizens to serve in the military, it's a way to allow them to get closer to the front of the line in becoming citizens.
Right.
It's very Roman in a way.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. My point about that was that I kind of disagreed with what the caller said, and I think Mark was the one who said that he could understand him. My disagreement is if these guys are going to go and serve the country that they're not even a citizen of and defend the, you know, whatever rights, they should also be allowed to enjoy those rights. Don't you agree?
Yeah, it makes sense to me.
Are you saying that you think that only the people that serve in the military that aren't citizens should get to enjoy rights inside the United States?
Absolutely not. I think everyone should be able to enjoy that right, including the people who are not citizens and are, you know, in the military who are defending those rights that the rest of us are enjoying.
Because rights are for humans.
I'll even take it a step farther than that, and I'll say that even the non-citizens that aren't serving in the military should enjoy those rights because, you know, I can't very well disagree with the government but then, you know, exclude a group of people, you know, from exercising their rights. just because they're serving a government I don't agree with.
Well, right, and everybody should be able to do it, but I do feel like it is more egregious for them to accept people as soldiers and then turn around and say, oh, but you don't really have full rights. They shouldn't do it to anybody. It's absolutely wrong to do it to anybody, but it just seems more egregious to me when they do it to soldiers and retired soldiers. I mean, under the status, like, worldview, that just seems entirely egregious.
Yeah, and that's my view on it exactly, is that everyone should be able to enjoy those rights, not just, you know, the people in the military or, you know, just U.S. citizens. I think everyone that is here in this country, I think that's the only people those rights would apply to, should be able to enjoy and take advantage of those things, and we shouldn't exclude anyone from that.
I'm with you, Mike. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. Now, of course, rights are a concept that should apply to anyone who's a human being anywhere in the world, not just here in the United States. The rights that we have enumerated in the Bill of Rights, the U.S. Bill of Rights, should apply to all human beings. I mean, it's not just something that you should get if you were born on this particular plot of land.
Right, and the original claim when they were coming up with the Bill of Rights was, okay, we're going to specifically list some rights that we know everybody has that we're just going to say, and the government can't touch these. So it's not, here's an enumeration of your rights. It's, here's recognition of certain rights that you, by your very nature of existing, have, that's and right. We are not going to touch. And since we've got the little metallic Bill of Rights here, the Ninth Amendment was put in there specifically and says, the enumerations in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people.
Right.
Meaning, this is not a comprehensive list of rights that you have.
That's true. Yeah, and when I said enumerated, I meant what it means, which is to list some of the rights that you have, to not grant them. A lot of people believe the Constitution grants them rights.
Yes.
Which is silly, because that would suggest that you could get your rights from other human beings, as though other human beings are somehow better than you and they can hand down these rights to you. It's Free Talk Live.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-939-5479. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-939-5479. 1-800-939-5479.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial in toll free and join us right here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, Ian here.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
Also want to invite you to check out Liberland. It is the European micronation. Going to be about 3 square miles in size between Croatia and Serbia in a plot of land that neither country actually claims as their own. So a bunch of libertarian types went in there and sunk their flag in the ground. They're calling it Liberland. You can go to liberland.org to learn more about it. In fact, they've recently had recognition proposed by 7 Polish legislators, and the Chicago Journal of International Law released a 35-page essay making a case for statehood for Liberland. Now, I don't know if there's much construction going on in Liberland yet. The last several months have seen court battles in Croatia over the arrests that have happened when people have tried to cross from Serbia into Liberland. Despite Croatia not actually claiming the land, their cops are still going over there and putting people in handcuffs. So it's going to be a long, hard road to getting any kind of recognition, but they're dedicated. If you want to join them, well, there's over 100,000 people now who've requested citizenship. So in order to be granted that citizenship, you will need to substantially contribute to the growth of Liberland. Learn more at liberland.org. That's Liberland, L-I-B-E-R-L-A-N-D.org.
And there's supposed to be a meeting, a public meeting, near Chicago on Wednesday with the president of Liberland. And they're having a conference where they're planning on actually trying to go to Liberland at the end of the week.
Excellent. Well, hopefully the Croatians will leave them alone, because I know there were some court victories, and I don't know what the current status of that is.
Well, it appears that they're going to be trying to get there from Serbia.
That's usually how they've been doing it, yeah, because the Croatians get mad because there's not an official border crossing point at that point, and that's why they've been arresting people, even though, they're not coming from Croatia.
Right.
They're still going in and arresting them anyway. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and of course, as we learn more about Liberland, we'll keep you informed about it. Well, we've talked so far about the lady who's being targeted in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Carrollton, I believe, for selling tamales to her neighbors without a permit. We'll tell you a little bit more about that. First, we go to Jackie on the line in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jackie.
Hi.
Hi there.
My original subject I wanted to talk about was the JFK shooting.
Okay.
But you guys had already moved on from that by the time I got on.
Well, you can call in and talk about anything you want. That's the point of Free Talk Live. So if there's something you want to say about that, you're welcome to.
Thank you. I am 56 years old. I was around when it happened. I have seen the original video not something on YouTube, but I actually saw it on my television set over and over and over again. There is absolutely no way that the driver or the driver's partner turned around and shot JFK.
I totally agree with you. It's ridiculous.
Okay. It was a high-powered something. Don't know guns, but I'm pretty sure it was a rifle because mm-hmm. there was no buckshot anywhere. And the reason why Jackie O tried to crawl out of the car, she told us later on in an interview that she ran out of the car because she was scared and she thought she would be next.
So yeah, I mean, when your husband's head gets blown away and you're sitting next to him, you don't exactly do rational things in that moment.
Right.
You'll do anything that you can, that whatever it is that first comes to your mind, and in her mind it was to scramble across the trunk of the car.
Right, because there were Secret Service agents at the back end of the car.
Right,
you know,
one
like,
of them actually.
Go to one of those guys.
Right.
They'll protect
her. As she reaches the back of the car, one of them actually reaches out to her. So, yes, that's exactly right. What she was doing.
And they hide her. So, she did actually have an interview, and I don't have time to look it up, but there is an interview with Jackie O where she says, explains why she crawled over the back of that car and why she went towards the Secret Service people. She was scared.
Right. Yeah.
In a situation like that, I'm not going to hold somebody to logic. I mean, that would be unreasonable. Once I found out that the video that I saw was not as new as it was claiming to be, or at least as newly released, I mean, then at that point, they're lying, and therefore I don't trust any of it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's true that it's easier than ever today to edit video. So somebody could have put together a new video from old footage that was, you know, they had the right filters on it. So it looked like it was from back in the day. But we still couldn't even find it when we were looking for it. That doesn't mean it's not out there, but it wasn't easy to pull up with a quick search.
And I just want to remind people that there's video of Forrest Gump, a person that does not even exist, having a conversation with not only John Kennedy, but also
Nixon.
Richard Nixon.
Yeah, that's right.
And George Wallace and a bunch of other historical figures.
And that was done in the mid-1990s. Now,
yes.
It was very expensive to do that back then, but that same level of video editing is probably within anyone's reach right now with, you know, common video tools that you can download.
Although I do kind of want to point out that the fact that this video was faked does not get the U.S. off the hook.
There may be a conspiracy.
No,
sorry, Jackie, what?
I agree with you. There could have been a conspiracy, and back then, conspiracies were very rampant. Okay?
Right, and the CIA did cop to covering it up. They didn't cop to doing it.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so...
Yeah, I don't dispute that. What I dispute is the series of events that happened was someone from somewhere, and it was above where his head was, because his head didn't go clean off, it came down. So it was someone above his point, you know, his level that shot off his head. Jackie O did the fight or flight, and she flied. I mean, she did the flight.
Jackie, thanks for calling and sharing that with us tonight. I appreciate it.
Welcome.
Our toll-free number here, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. Yeah, I don't know exactly what happened on that day, but I know it wasn't the driver who shot him.
And if the caller saw the... I don't think that they were able to necessarily edit it, the news channels, as quickly enough as they got it on TV. So if that's what she saw, that's... probably the most realistic.
Well, she would have been 3 years old when she saw it. I didn't really call her out on that.
Okay.
She called in and she said she was 56, I believe is what she said, and
yes.
That would mean she was 3 years old at the time. And I guess some people can remember from back when they were a small child like that, but I sure as hell can't remember a damn thing.
But there are certain things that happen that they will show on the news, you know, over and over years later. So,
you had time to edit it.
This is the anniversary of so-and-so incident.
Right.
Here's video of what happened. But I just had a brilliant idea, and I wonder how much Johnson would charge me to manipulate the video to where it looks like John Kennedy was actually abducted by aliens.
Somebody would probably believe it, too, if you actually did that.
I know. Especially if you call in to Coast to Coast.
That's exactly what I was going to suggest. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Of course, you can join us and take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind. And it's appropriate that we are talking about Dallas here. That's where the story that we started the show out with comes up here tonight. And about the lady, Denise Cruz, who got a yellow postcard from the city of Carrollton saying she needs to call the court or she'll find herself in handcuffs. She's facing a $700 fine. We're making some tamales for her neighbors. We can tell you more about that coming up here in moments. First, we got Parker in Wenatchee, Washington. Go ahead, Parker.
Hey, guys.
Hey there.
So I heard on the crypto show at 11 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, someone called into the show, and they reported an allegation that they had heard that Donald Trump had attended a sex party hosted by Jeffrey Epstein, and that Donald Trump raped a 13-year-old girl and threatened her and or her family if she divulged any of the information.
Yeah, I've heard these allegations about Trump before. I mean, I don't think there's any real evidence for it.
Well, I mean, it is entirely likely or possible that it's unsubstantiated and that there's not a whole lot to it.
What was the outcome of the court case?
There was no.
Well,
I don't think.
Thing is that so if I go to Snopes, they said that if I remember correctly, because I don't have that particular story pulled up at the moment, but they said something to the effect of, the first attempt was dismissed, but it was recently refiled in New York. A article that I'm looking at right now, the headline is, "The Billionaire Pedophile Who Could Bring Down Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton." This is from the Daily Beast.
Okay. Well, I mean, my first reaction is this is just something trying to smear the guy, but it could be true, I suppose. It's going to be hard to prove a rape that happened however many years ago that this happened. Apparently, it was 1994 was when the allegation occurred.
Right, so, but this is not just Trump. It's also Clinton as well. Like, Clinton and Trump have close ties to Epstein.
Gotcha. Well, it's not a surprise that these people are all tied together. I mean, that's one thing that I think is true. The idea that Trump is some sort of outsider is ridiculous. He may not have political experience, but he's no outsider. Hour 2's coming up.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.